Welcome to Geeks Aware, where we talk about video games, comic books, movies, technology, government hacks, and stuffage. And stuff and things.
Right, and sushi.
And sushi.
Awesome, yeah. On this podcast.
Yay!
And this week we have, so far, Alex.
I'm not going to say yo anymore. I'm not going to say oi, because that didn't work either. I'm just going to say hi.
How about this? Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, ahoy. I can't even do it. Ahoy, we broke me. I can't say that word. We found my kryptonite.
All right. And Joe?
Yep, Joe. Back from a week hiatus.
Yes.
With the mother.
Yeah. His mom's cool.
His mom wouldn't let him come.
No.
Right. He had to do his homework and the laundry.
What? I thought moms were supposed to do the laundry.
She did. She folded my laundry. It was beautiful.
My mom couldn't wait until I could, like, use both my hands, like, together. She's like, do the laundry, Jamie. You are, like, three. Here's a step stool.
Yes. just scrub it against the board.
Yeah. Yes. I actually am the little girl from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, because yeah, you're old, right?
Super old. I had this conversation with someone today. They are always surprised, but that's okay.
All right, we have Jamie.
That's me. I'm the librarian.
Yes.
I was on Podbean the other day, and there's that generic picture of the woman with the microphone.
Yeah.
I look exactly like her.
Ah.
So everybody listening, I am that Podbean girl.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone kind of looks like her. That just happens when you're on a podcast.
Yeah, we all turn into that.
Mm-hmm. Sexy woman.
And Jordan, who also looks like the sexy woman.
For Podbean.
I work hard for it.
Yes, hello.
Yeah. And Bill!
And Bill!
That's right, the hostess with the mostest.
Yes, you get that right.
I think we might be loud, so.
Today, Bill is bribing us for Twizzlers. Thank you, Bill.
Yes.
Actually, Shayla.
Yeah, did. She'll maybe join the podcast. So that's what all the munchy is.
Yeah, sorry, that's me.
Yeah, that's all Jamie's fault.
Send complaints, too. GeeksAreWired at gmail.com.
Yes.
And say that Jamie chews too loud.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't we have a phone number? I should probably remember it one day. It was on the last podcast.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Why not? Actually, it's in all of the show notes.
Oh.
Yes. It's right at the bottom.
So we're actually putting this in the show notes?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Email address is in the show notes. The Reddit page, the Facebook page, Twitter page.
My podcast app doesn't, well, maybe just my screen, but you can't go down very far. Like, you get, like, a big square image on it, you see the title of the podcast and, like, the first line of show notes, so I never get to see, like, the show notes.
Are you using iTunes?
No, I'm using a Downcast.
You should use iTunes if you have an Apple device. And also, if you use, like, the other big one that we work with for a while is Stitcher.
The reason I switched to Downcast is it lets you delete podcasts after a certain period of time. It's got big set of rules for keep this one, delete this one, and it's kind of like the Outlook of podcast managers.
Oh.
It's huge, clunky, and doesn't work well. But for really detailed look, it's okay.
Yeah, we're at the Android. I don't have iTunes, so I use Pocket Cast. And as soon as we're done playing. Deletes it. It's, I only want to download X amount of them. Have them delete, download the latest two. As soon as I play it, it's off the list. If I don't listen to the two ago, then it'll delete the old one.
And that works like 90% of the time. I don't know why I feel like I need something more than that. Because I think even like the podcast app for the iPhone does that. But I was like, no, I need this to be complicated.
Yes.
All right. Let's go into the show notes. We talk about stuff and things.
No, I want to talk about things and stuff.
Oh, okay.
What's first?
Let's go with...
I'm going to be very opinionated today.
The U.S. employee hack.
I love it.
So now...
Again. Part two!
There's a new one?
Oh, no, the same one.
Oh, okay.
They found out what was also included. The polygraphs. Which means everybody's... whether they're criminals... Because remember, this is whether you tried to get a security clearance or did get a security clearance. Which means everyone that went, like, have you taken drugs? And they go, no, and they're totally lying. That's in China now.
Oh.
What are the Chinese going to do with that?
Well, now you know whether you're what type of criminal you are. You know what type of drugs you've taken.
This sounds like the plot of a movie.
I know.
In real life.
Yes. Do they know, I think there were people saying sex partners, because they've never had polygraphs, so it was like, okay. Gambling debts, and things like that. So actually, the gambling debt would be a good thing, because then you know you can persuade people with money.
What about, like, the one in, like, 99 or so polygraphs, where someone's asked, like, a benchmark question, like, one that's just right out, that, like, they got wrong, like, were you the man that shot Abraham Lincoln? And all of a sudden, whoop, up it goes, and they're like, no.
Are you a time traveler?
Yeah, some Chinese historians like going back through these and like learns fascinating things about American history through failed polygraph questions. China knows now.
Yes, China does know. Only since 1980.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the time traveler that learned through failed attempts.
They're really old. Applying for that post office job. Really old.
That's pretty nice, though. So I don't think I've applied for any government jobs. I think they'd save my privacy from the Chinese, at least for now.
Yeah.
But that means the Chinese aren't going to recruit you into their awesome mercenary squad.
Well, you can't be one of them.
No. That's... only the secret. If a Chinese hacker is not becoming the government.
Well, Chinese hackers can have their own mercenary group.
Oh, there you go.
Now they have all the information. What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese hacker according to the Chinese group.
This is really the plot of Suicide Squad, isn't it?
Oh, what?
Sounds like it.
More Suicide Squad news?
Yeah.
It's China's fault if they would stop stealing our stuff.
Yep. Gonna have a guy that looks like a killer crocodile. And some girl with white skin and two colored hair.
Yep, it's going to be a classic.
Exactly, it's going to be magical.
Okay. You guys want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm glad that they're going into the Adventures of the Dark. And I still think all the haters will be back in April. That's my commented critters of the show.
Yeah. Well, it's been a week, so we'll have some spoils on that. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with... John, no.
He's not going to be in season 6, according to his interview, at least. Like, the idea of his resurrection or his warging into a direwolf has been a common theory by book readers. But he was pretty emphatic, and the creators were saying point blank he's not going to be at least in season 6. They may be lying. Who knows? This may be a diversion, but it may also be true. And so I'm not really sure.
Well, he was also under contract to get his haircut until his contract was over.
Mm-hmm. Because
his hair's been cut.
But not very much.
He's like, I could have short hair and take another job.
Yeah,
I can know things again.
Yes. He could be a hacker on some random movie.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in a movie called Brimstone. Yeah, he's been cast in that with Dakota Fanning. And he's also in an HBO movie coming up called 7 Days in Hell, which is kind of a satirical tennis movie. But, I can see, because that's the thing with this Game of Thrones story, is that you thought that Ned Stark was indispensable until he became dispensable, and the story carried it. It takes the audience expectations and moves it one direction, and then it goes in a totally different direction that generally pays off. And so it's hard to tell. I have no idea where it goes.
And now you hoity-toity like book readers don't have anything you can hold over everyone else. You don't know either, sucker.
We actually do. There's because there's casting which indicates that a segment of the story that was in book 4 and part of book 5 is going to be represented in season 6, but it's a very minimal part. Most of it, we have no idea.
Yeah.
You're in Greyjoy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, though. I'm excited for it. It's just, I hope the creators just end it like they want to end it, because everybody knew what was going to happen to Jon Snow if you read the books, and it pisses off everyone who didn't know. But then when they try and do stuff that goes against the books, everyone who read the books gets mad, and so I just want them to just push through. The fans will keep watching because they love the pain, and it'll be okay. So I'm excited for, especially with only two more seasons. I think whatever kind of slowness.
No, George R. R. Martin has been quoted saying that he wants the, and HBO wants the series to go on for 10 seasons. Obviously for George R. R. Martin, because he's lagging in the writing, and that will help him not have the show spoil the book material. But the creators, David Wise, or Dan Wise and David Benioff, are very, like, they've been very married to the idea of seven seasons, which could be split in Breaking Bad style, like part A, part B, but it might just be 70 episodes.
Michael, they could probably end the season. If the next two would be, you know, 20 episodes instead of 10.
Yeah. I don't know. I see the maximum being like 75 episodes, maybe 76, and then it'll be close. They're not going to. They say, like, they don't want to strangle the golden goose.
Yeah.
And interest wanes. Usually shows plateau at this time, and I don't want to drag it on.
It is hard, too, because the show takes forever to produce just with the 10 episodes. I read an article about the new directors, and all of them were saying, wow, there's this much of a time commitment in my schedule just for two episodes? And they're like, yeah, it's Game of Thrones, sorry.
Yeah,
all the different sets and all the things they have to do.
It's Jack Bender, the Lost director, who's saying that. But yeah, and I think it's probably a good idea, because I think a major complaint of this season is that it didn't have momentum of the previous seasons. It was a setup season. And if you extended this too much, then you'd see a lot more of that. And I think the excitement for the show would diminish greatly. So it's better to compress activities and keep it really exciting than to have the slow burn overdone.
Okay. Guys, you guys watch it? And
yeah. Maybe I watched it. I feel like I could have skipped the season, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I understand that there was a big build-up, and Jordan hit pretty much all the points of the season, but honestly, if I had the benefit of hindsight, I could go back and, after winning sports bets, and taking that back to myself in time, I'll be like, oh, yeah, by the way, just skip season 5 of Game of Thrones, read the Wikipedia entry on it, and then go straight to season 6.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like Jordan said, it is a whole lot of setup for, like, the next season. And, I'm looking a lot more forward to that, especially because, like, the thing that was, like, this is a dumb thing to single out, but I really want to see what they do with the mountain. And
the zombie mountain.
Yeah. I love the zombie, like, Gundam mountain. I want to see him just, like, walk through King's Landing and then just, like, rip up all the crazy monk dudes. Just, like,
yeah,
tearing the crap out of him. They're, like, all trying to beat him with a woolen stick. He's, like, just, like, beats one right in front of him.
Yeah. And I don't think that's an uncommon reaction, because this show, this season was probably popularly considered slower than the others, but can you imagine it extended to 3 seasons? Like,
yeah,
just covering this content. And that's what, like, George R. R. Martin wanted. He was like, books 4 and 5 have enough material for 3 seasons and stuff like that, which now they need to compress it because it's not as momentous as the previous seasons. Like, or at least it doesn't have that feeling. The major events don't impact the characters that most people care about as much, and so you really need to focus severely. It should be like Breaking Bad final season, where it's just every episode seems like really big.
Mm-hmm. Season finale.
Yeah.
About that. Especially like what you said about the characters people care about. They get a lot of focus. We didn't see anything about Stark to put North.
Yeah, it's
no idea what to do.
Yeah, they were all wrapped up in season 5.
He
was set up in season 4.
They also Hodor.
Yeah.
DJ Hodor.
Yeah.
He's a DJ at the moment.
Yes,
he's doing side work.
DJ than be Hodor?
Yeah, they got him on retainer. But yeah, they wrapped it up. But I think it'll be interesting. And it is true. The books were super slow. So the season, they did a great job taking really slow and boring stuff and making it at least setting up to greatness later on. So I'm excited that they're liberated from the book material. George R. R. Martin doesn't know how to finish the series. Otherwise, he would have by now.
Yeah. Well, and that is a problem because he tries to specifically explore the nuance, because the books are smart and well thought out, but that doesn't equate necessarily to entertaining. And so
yeah.
it it can drag on. I personally really like the books, but I can understand why people would find it very slow, because it's essentially a book on statecraft, like one long novel, books 4 and 5, or essentially one novel divided. But yeah, this needs to come to a close, and it needs to be exciting, and it needs to be entertaining. And even if there are, like, Joe, I think your father made a good point that the King's Landing, the compression made it a little nonsensical how these people gain power all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes you have to kind of sacrifice these things in order to not make it drag on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 6 and 7. It just needs to be 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fun stuff with that.
Oh, remember Mr. Robot? So, you guys didn't watch it, but I found out more things. So, it was premiered at South by Southwest, and it won the best show at South by Southwest. They were super surprised with. And it was originally supposed to be a movie.
Yes. Not so,
really. So they have an ending lined up for it, so they're going to make an entire season with a kind of an idea. So, it might actually pan out. You know, kind of like how like the Chosky movie should probably be TV shows.
It might
work out pretty well.
Yeah. So it was the reverse Mulholland Drive, because that was originally intended to be a television series, and it was not picked up, and it became a movie with some sex and nudity interjected to make it nice and R-rated.
Right. Yeah.
Mr. Robot, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that one comes out 29th.
Oh,
on USA, so that if you have seen it online, we'll get to see it on USA, and then that's when the season starts. So it's fun stuff. Star Wars Rebels started.
Yeah, I hear that is a really good opener for the season.
I like it. It was an hour episode.
Yeah.
Are they usually half an hour?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're season premiere and season finales are hour long, unless you do a special extra type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an Aver.
Ooh, how
I know.
And is Rebels?
Like, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And you can tell it's old Game of Thrones.
A little tired.
Yeah.
Luke.
They don't actually need to, you know, put the air down him. He's like,
mine. Kill you. I'm Vader. They're like, wow, you're amazing.
But they actually introduced, because if you watched Clone Wars, his apprentice, Ahsoka, she's actually the head of the rebellion. And they were, you know, Vader's coming along, and he's just like wiping the floor with everyone. He was, you know, Anakin was a great pilot, and Vader's, you know, he's still a great pilot. He's just taking out destroyers and taking out everybody all on his own in his little ship. And then Ahsoka's like, oh, we gotta figure out who this is. And they feel out, and Vader's like, oh, the apprentice is still alive. Yes.
That might be a great opener.
Hello!
There's still more stories.
Yay!
You should watch it. So. Let's see.
Where can you watch it?
On Disney XD or Disney stuff. I know there's something like Hulu that you can, that has all the Disney things. And on the Disney XD channel. They might open it up on, I know they opened up the first season for a little while for free.
Oh, okay.
On Disney Star Wars. But yeah, so this is the time period between episode 3 and episode 4. So yeah, and then the kid, because right now there are 3 Jedis in known existence during the show. One of them is Anakin's Padawan. The other one is a guy who was a child when the Order came down to kill all the Jedis. So he barely survived, which is also, with his survival, is what the comic is about, Kanan.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of, you see how he got to where he is. And then this boy, and he's the same age actually as Luke.
Oh.
So they were born. If you look at the Wikipedia, they're born in the same year.
Wikipedia.
Yes.
Excellent.
I know. All right, I'm on this. Bette Midler. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No, what happened to Bette?
She wants, she's pushing to get Hocus Pocus 2 made.
Really?
Is there Jessica Parker be in it?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't, all she's doing is she's just pushing for it. So.
Wait a second, was Thora Birch in that original?
Maybe.
I think so. She was really young at the time. And I don't think she's been in any movies.
Are you talking about like the little girl?
Yeah, I think she was the
little
girl.
Did you have a crush on her growing up, Jordan?
And yeah, I did. She was my age. And
aww.
Yeah, it was like, she was in Alaska. Right?
How long has it been? When was the first time I saw this?
Like 90s.
Wow. Those a good day.
Yes, you are right. Thora Birch was dead.
Oh,
was
yeah. They're your crush, Jordan. There aww. You go. Go get her.
I like her.
Yeah.
You don't know what she's getting lately?
Nothing.
American Beauty.
Well, that was 99.
Okay, 2001. How about this? 2001. Ghost World. And
yeah, that was a good movie.
The Hole.
Yeah, I.
It sounds like a terrible name for a movie.
I know, The Hole.
The Hole.
Beware.
Have you guys seen The Hole?
She's been in stuff lately. The reviews write themselves.
That's right.
Road in the Hole.
Pregnancy Pack, the TV movie.
Oh, I remember that. That was a terrible movie.
Yeah. Jordan, you have to save her. It'll be her career.
Yeah, I'll put this in movie.
She'll be your agent.
Dark Corner.
One
it
of
looks
them.
Like the worst period. My Life as a Teenage Robot.
You know, that happens to so many actors and actors in the movie.
Yeah, it was, most of them got their drug addiction. So.
Yeah.
Or their parents spent all their money.
Yeah, and they needed their emancipation.
Do you know, like, Keanu Reeves is 50?
Only?
Well, I thought, like, he looks the same as ever. And so I was kind of surprised.
You know what I say to that, Jimmy?
What?
Whoa.
Oh, I think, Brad Pitt. He's another one of those girls. Not Brad. Yeah, Brad Pitt's super old.
Yeah.
And so
Tom Cruise doesn't age either.
I know.
That's right. Yeah. He remains 35.
Yeah.
That's what Scientology does for me.
Yeah. Exactly. At a super level.
All right. So we're also going to, since we're on movies, get the box office income for last week. I totally went to the wrong place.
Shaun the Dark, Jurassic office. World.
Inside Out's got to be in there.
I think it's number two. Shining the back.
All right. So top five.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. I can't believe this movie came out. Dope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's supposed to be a really good movie.
It's supposed to be the movie for the next generation, like
yeah.
Superbad was.
I really want to see that
I'm
movie.
Like, isn't that term dope about 20 years too late?
Yeah, it's dope, and it deals with the actual drug of dope. It's about a kid who is entrusted with drugs and he has to kind of, but he's the smart preppy kid and so he has to deal with that, but it's supposed to be a really good movie.
Okay.
I wish we could watch it.
Yeah. We might, we'll have to, we'll hold a comment. Yeah. Oh, which speaking of, I clear our sponsor.
Thanks, Carmike.
Yes, Carmike. Pine Ridge 11.
11. Found sure. them.
Yes, with their new Big D Theater, which opens July 8th.
Oh, coming up.
Yes.
Oh, so Ant-Man's going to be able to play in it?
Yes.
Yeah, Ant-Man will
actually
there you go.
Open it. So July 8th, it'll be dollar tickets and dollar popcorn and dollar small or small popcorn, small soda. And they'll be showing San Andreas. July 9th, they'll be showing Terminator Genesis. And July 10th through 12th, they'll be showing Minions. On the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, they'll be regular price tickets. You buy your tickets, you get a free small soda. Which one was it?
Soda. Do you soda. Have to get the small soda because then it makes that Big D look even bigger?
Yes.
They're like, oh, look, my soda's so
know,
tiny compared to the theater.
I found our number.
Oh, great. It's
on the back of this little note. Okay, we'll
don't
post this.
That, post it.
I know. Let's see what else. Terminator Genesis, there's a big event from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on July 3rd. So that's actually coming up too.
The third Terminator cosplay.
Yes, which we'll go into with Loot Crate. That's yes. later. So back on the box office.
Oh, yeah. Dope. Number five.
Dope. Number four. San Andreas.
It's going to beat it?
Yeah.
It's going to beat the Big D, remember?
No. But I was thinking about trying to play
it. It went down a slide.
Okay, number three. What's three?
Three is Spy.
Yeah, it's good. Good. Again.
See, in San Andreas, one came out a week before.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been playing
out
forever.
Yeah, San Andreas has been out for 4 weeks. How are you thinking it's not going to be in theaters anymore?
You know, I am not the most with it person, I'm not going to lie.
Well, what do you guys think of Spy? You guys finally saw it.
Loved it.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
We talked about it last week, probably.
Yeah. I like Alex's comment that it's a legit spy movie, but it's funny, too. It's not like a funny movie just that has the spy concept. It's really a spy movie.
I just love that Melissa McCarthy was actually really awesome in it. Like, she wasn't that, oh, ha, ha, she's trying to be a spy. It's like, yeah, she's great.
She is a spy.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Statham is this, I am the greatest ever.
Whoops.
Everybody's like, you're going to blow my cover. Get out of here.
Yeah.
He was really awesome. Yeah, I like, that was probably one of my favorite roles. Yeah.
Number two, Inside Out.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of it? I haven't seen it yet.
I thought it was an excellent movie because it was true to Pixar form. It wasn't just aimed at children, like a lot of their recent endeavors. This one was like Toy Story. In fact, it was directed by the same guy who did Toy Story, Pete Docter. And I thought, yeah, it was an incredible movie. It wasn't my favorite Pixar, but I think it was really cleverly done and well executed.
Yeah, especially as a counselor, I thought the way they portrayed the emotions in the brain was really, really clever. And it was just having her head as a set piece for most of the movie was really fascinating. So I liked it, and it was really beautifully animated, too. So Pixar is still one of the only studios that kind of manages to still impress with the animation all the time and taking it in different directions. So we watched it in 2D, so I don't know how it is in 3D, but I loved it in 2D, and I could see lots of stuff in 4 and 3D also.
Did you see the pizza truck?
The
pizza truck is in every Pixar movie.
I don't have a keen enough eye.
Yeah, apparently you had to look for it. It was kind of a Where's Waldo style.
Oh, well, I could see it because the movie's in San Francisco, and they eat pizza in it, but I thought it was in a restaurant, but maybe it would have been on the street when it came out.
Well, they said it was going to be hard to find.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it may have been just a quick. All right. And did you see any other references in the movie?
No, I was mostly focused on the main story.
So you
it was like too good to, like, that's the second viewing because I was totally, like, it was a really good movie. So, yeah, I was too engaged in the movie itself.
All right. Number one, Jurassic World.
Yep.
Wow, that's hanging on.
Yeah, I know.
I read an article the other day about how scientists are criticizing Jurassic World. Not that there's any reason to, because it's a dinosaur. Anyway, but the idea was, like, you know, when Jurassic Park came out in the 90s, they were actually very up on the dinosaur research at the time. Like, it was pretty, you know, of course, a lot of liberties were taken, but it was pretty accurate for that time. But then now you fast forward now, and it's the same dinosaurs, you know, same look they had in the original Jurassic Park, and scientists saying, well, you know, we've learned a lot more about dinosaurs. They could have done a really good service to updating their information and making it more accurate to how what we know about dinosaurs
but
now.
But you want your dinosaurs covered in feathers.
No, but they still had the argument that, you know, we're still, it's, there's a lot that's been going on, but it doesn't look like it. Not Jurassic World should be the, like, representation of dinosaurs, but I just thought it was an interesting perspective.
Yeah, I don't think intelligence and accuracy is foremost in your mind.
For some people, that's the only information they
will
get
about dinosaurs.
That's true.
And I hope when the aliens come, they don't find that movie and say, hey, they're totally off base there.
Maybe the aliens, like, they knew they were going to mess with us later in our movie, so they're like, let's loot gather some dinosaurs laying around. And then they'll get fossils out of them. I don't think dinosaurs had feathers.
They've been manipulating us all along. It's like Mass Effect.
And aliens people want to, like, fly by and, like, point laugh. Like, oh, but, geez, look, no feathers from the dinosaurs in that Jurassic World movie. That's that Chris Pratt guy's neck.
Yeah. He's Star-Lord.
Should we go problem?
Do you guys want him to be Indiana Jones?
You know, that's a lie, that he is not going to be.
He's not?
That
really?
Officially came out.
When?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm...
Yeah, no, there was a lot of rumors, actually. He was asked very specifically. He was like, no, I am not. It wouldn't be terrible.
Actors do that, though.
But a lot of actors usually do that, like, I would like. Because look at, what's his name? Breaking Dad. Well, no, I mean, Breaking
Bryan
Dad.
Cranston?
He was going to be Lex Luthor, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asked, he's like, I haven't even been offered. I wouldn't mind it.
It's too bad because, like, it's not the first thing that would come to mind, but I actually, like, I guess I'm just really infatuated by that actor. Like, with that actor, he's not in a romantic sense. He's a handsome man, I guess, but...
Whatever, Chris Pratt is my waifu.
But he's just so awesome. Like, he has that presence of, hey, Star-Lord, you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely the Harrison Ford today. I mean, Star-Lord is Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I was thinking, that's why I was like, yeah, this totally
And he
makes
had
sense.
The look of, like, Jurassic World to pull off. You could easily take that look and cater it to Anthropologist Adventurer.
Yeah.
So...
based on anthropology facts from the 90s.
Exactly.
Don't update it for that either. Yeah.
No, I can't even think Mayans actually have feathers, but
I know, it's not fair.
All those guys in the Temple of Doom, they should have been covered from the head.
Yeah.
Like head to toe.
That's where Big Bird came from.
Yes.
Big Bird's like, rip out its heart!
Except for all their friends. They're not going to be revealed until, like, you know, season 30. Yeah, actually, that is the one toy, the one, I've got the bobbleheads.
Funkos?
Funkos. That's the one Funko I really want is the Snuffleupagus. Because no one will, you'll see it for like 30 years.
Right, yeah.
That was his imaginary, that was Big Bird's imaginary friend for 30 years.
Wow.
And Bill, do you think people are going to cling to the nostalgia of Terminator? Because... I think we talked about this off the podcast. I can't gauge people's reception to movies, and I can't even gauge the success movies because I watch everything. So I go to the theaters all the time, and so I'm surprised at how much people love Jurassic World. Because, I mean, I was going to watch, I always watch all the blockbusters anyways, but it's kind of, I don't know, shocked. And then other movies I think people will freak out about, people are like, meh, and it just doesn't do that well.
It could be the nostalgia, just like with Jurassic World.
Yeah.
People will be like,
going to be based off of research on Terminators from the 90s.
Exactly.
All the Terminators are supposed to have feathers.
That is now the name of the podcast. Terminators, or should have had feathers.
Should have had feathers. But I don't know, it's kind of interesting.
Be accurate.
There's the brain chip. For the listeners that are listening.
Oh, when he lowers himself into the lava?
There's
one of those little up and down lever things on the maker bus at the library, and I was totally like reenacting that the other day. I'm
like a thumb.
I was standing on the little platform, like pushing myself down, and I'm like, ah, and I'm waving to the guy who's standing in the bus. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Terminator 2, dude.
Did you thumbs up?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm melting into the floor, and then I'm just on the ground, so I wasn't in lava.
Yeah.
Noble self-sacrifice.
Molten metal, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had to walk around back on the bus.
Ah.
I know, it sucks.
I just don't like that the trailer essentially gave away the movie.
Which one?
For Terminator Genesis.
They should have saved John Connor. That was kind of a twist that shouldn't have been in the trailer.
I'm hoping there's a bigger twist.
There's gotta be, if they're gonna put that in the trailer.
I've seen movies do that anyways.
Last Terminator movie, they put it out on Front Street. I mean, right in the trailer, they said, hey, guess what? This guy is a Terminator.
Salvation.
Yeah, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, they showed up.
No, that's not cool. I don't like movie trailers. I know they're really trying to generate interest by something that they think that audiences might be apathetic to. But, like, you can't blow the movie plot, like, the big twist.
I don't know if it, like, I think the majority of folks who go to see a Terminator movie, I mean, they're there more of like a spectacle, like a Pink Floyd laser show. They aren't there for like the, I don't think they're there for the script. Which, I mean, honestly, the Terminator 1, Terminator 2 had pretty alright scripts, especially Terminator 1. But like since then, I think they made mostly money off people who were like, I want to see wow factor on the screen. So if they show all the stuff, like all the really juicy stuff in the preview, I think it will pay off for the studio. Unfortunately, I think it sucks because I don't want the spoilers either. I hate it, but I don't think we've got a choice.
But it's really weird. You have to kind of test to steal a word from True Detective, the psychosphere. Like, the attitude on when you're going to reboot, it's really you have to wait X amount of time before you can reintroduce this. And I don't think that the time is really right for Terminator Genesis.
It's pretty much longer, though. Arnie's going to be, like, dead.
That is true.
It was interesting the way that they introduced him to still be in the movie and old, though.
I love it.
Well, yeah, it is James Cameron's suggestion.
Ah.
Like he said that is polyalloy internal, but is actual flesh external and flesh ages. So there you go.
All right. So with Loot Crate, this is what we were talking about with the. So in Loot Crate, we got the brain chip for the Terminator.
No, this is not compatible to my laptop. So I don't know what we're
I was
that
very
into.
Disappointed that. Okay. I was, you know, with it and everything, it is just a bona fide knickknack for keychain.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a keychain.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That would be awesome. Why don't they make like a Cyberdyne Systems like brain chip for a Terminator as a jump drive?
Exactly.
I know. Everybody would have used that. That would have been fun. Just,
right now, like Loot Crate's listening and going, oh, why did anyone think of that?
But I mean, it's got some weight to it.
It's pretty hefty. I would not put that on.
Guys, I disappeared. You guys, your robot creation can't be tongue-in-cheek about a Skynet object. Like, you can't say, that's cute, when you're going to create Skynet.
But, yeah, I can do better.
I can put your name in the robot code.
I'm already in the robot
Joe's
code.
In the robot code.
Yeah.
Here's the cute thing. See how cute it is?
A cute doll.
Miniature, half-size, is what it says.
Half size. That's like, then your head's bigger than a normal Terminator head. I'm not good with math, but.
Well, that's quarter size.
Half scale, endoscale, as full. So this is the half, roughly half the size of a. I was thinking like a.
Yeah, I'd say quarters being generous.
Yeah.
Definitely not
like
half.
The shrunken
head. Oh, well, his head isn't.
In the future, all the Terminators are pygmies.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
you gotta
John
think
Connor's
like half,
actually,
or maybe a third.
Tiny.
If it's growing outwards, like a pizza or something, that's the small, not the medium.
Here's the cute part. Oh, it won't squeak. It's a squeaker.
What? Right?
Yep. Yeah, look at the bottom. It kind of squeaks. I guess more breathe.
It's like, not so much a T-800. It's like a T-400, maybe a T-200.
I know.
Yeah.
We're missing like a 400 or 600 here.
Yes.
They do need to make that as a Terminator, the mini Terminators that run around.
Little tiny Terminators.
Yeah, angrily kick you and blast you with their mini lasers.
Oh, they'll be like the minions of
yeah,
the Terminator.
Yeah, exactly. You go, oh no, look at them.
Yeah, so and you get to see how they were made. They actually have that behind the scenes of how they're made.
Yeah.
No, it is sad though, because I would have wanted to see. Tons of Terminator nerds sitting around with their dogs chewing on their heads and their Skynet jump drives working on their great American novels in coffee shops across America, but it's not going to happen.
This great magazine something was excellent.
I know. And if you put them on the box, that's how. Oops. Push them more on. There you go. So yeah, he's supposed to be able to sit.
He's like, what is on your ceiling?
He's not looking up. He's contemplating.
Yeah, that Terminator would be maybe 2.5 feet at best. It would be kind of adorable to get killed by something like that. Yeah.
It might be worth it, I think. As long as somebody got a picture of it.
It'd be embarrassing if you got killed by that.
As they're sending it back in time.
It is still a robot, yeah, even if it's tiny.
We'll probably should go for that. Like, considering all their failures before.
Exactly.
Like, it would reprogram your Roomba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would do it.
Put a knife on it, too.
Like, he could like ride it around, and like he could dress up like Teddy Roosevelt and like swing a saber over his head and like chase you around on the robot.
That's where the robots went wrong. They made them like big and scary. They could have made them adorable, and then we would have just rolled over for them.
Teddy bears, exactly.
I know.
We need something.
Do you remember
to
Toys? The movie with
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they sent all their cute little toys in to fight the mean toys. That was cute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was thinking of Puppet Master, though. I was thinking about these little things. Have you ever seen Puppet Master?
Yeah.
No, that's not. All right, so we got with this. We have a patch. I was still confused about the patch. Did you get the
patch? I don't get it.
I don't understand the patch.
Future Replicant Corporate Logo Patch, inspired by the sinister biotech company that made some of our favorite film
references?
I don't know.
Owl eyes?
Owl with a T.
And the phrase, more human than human.
The White Zombie song. But,
I sounds like, I must be out of the loop on this.
Yeah,
that
I don't get that.
Salvation
okay.
thing?
Hmm?
Is it salvation?
It doesn't say. Yeah. Like, some of it says, and some of it just makes sense. Some of it's like, oh, I get this. Like, I don't need the explanation for my oversized mouse pad.
Wow.
Gray Fox mouse pad there.
Oh, like, the thing's the biggest mouse pad I've ever seen.
Who even uses mouse pads anymore?
There are still people, because especially if you have a glass or a super shiny desk,
You
need a mouse pad for the optical mouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, for gaming, you'll occasionally want, like, a very, very large mouse pad so you get, like, a smooth, even surface. Because a lot of first-person shooters, specifically, like, Counter-Strike GO, you set your mouse sensitivity super, super low, so you make sure you get headshots every time you shoot. So you want a huge mouse area. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got one that's like, it's like 18 inches by like 14 inches.
Oh, I thought that was a placemat that you were just keeping on your desk.
Well,
it
holds a tea set.
Yeah.
See, this one even explains. Exclusive Borderlands Zero game mat.
Oh, that's from Borderlands? That looks exactly like Gray Fox or Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah, because of the symbol in the...
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that. I thought they were just, I guess he's got a little knob on the top of his head, but yeah, that looks like old Frank Yeager there.
And guys, you need your mouse pad to not play your PC version of Arkham Knight.
Yes, well, we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that from Batman Arkham Knight. A t-shirt!
T-shirt!
Prime!
It matches Alex's Mega version.
Yeah, it's like Bill and I called each other. He's got Optimus Prime on his shirt and the Tron pose. I've got Mega Man and the Tron pose on my shirt.
Yes.
That's the fun stuff. The button. I actually got the button this one. There's still a button I'm missing. It looks like a computer chip. And then the pencil bag. The good news is it glows in the dark.
Oh, good. You can find your pencils.
I know.
Blackout.
Or pins. Join the Nerd HQ 2015 Nerd Machine for stickers.
Nerd.
Right, the nerdy. Yes.
One of them looks like a hybrid between Spider. It looks like a Spider-Man had a Daft Punk helmet.
Ah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Daft Punk Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Yes. And then a rain sheet. Yeah, something you get to shoot at for Battlestar Galactica. Shows the Cylon. You get two of them.
Let's throw the tiny skull at it.
And as I was gonna say, it can be the training targets for the tiny Terminators.
As I said,
yeah.
Sound. There you go, and you have a Cylon. There's two of these, so you can actually really shoot at it, put holes in it, and then do it again. Or you could take your Nerf gun and shoot it. That's the picture they showed. They actually showed a Nerf gun. I was like, I have a bow and arrow.
Did you see the show?
I watched the old ones. I didn't ever get into the new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know the old ones were written by a Mormon?
No, but I believe it.
Yes, that's right. The quorum of the 12.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Aww. Yeah.
And it was a pretty wholesome sort of show, The original. The remake was much, much better.
Did it have disco dancing in it?
It should have. That would have been Adama needs to do his disco dancing.
Yeah, but so this month was ups and downs. I liked some. Some was the. I admit, I don't really need a pencil holder.
They're useful for other things.
I guess.
Like, you could take your old T-800 head there. And
you could
make
it put
hat.
It in there.
Yeah,
that's right. A hat.
He can have a hat.
No, he fits. He fits in the bag.
He fits in
the bag. And you can have him looking out so that when you dip him open, there'll be a Terminator staring at you.
You should take a picture of that.
Tuck him in. Oh, it doesn't close. Here.
I'll sit back from the future to take over your stationery. All right, but next month I'm super excited about.
Because?
It's Heroes.
Heroes.
Oh, the miniseries.
We're calling it Heroes 2. And Heroes and Villains Crate was probably my favorite. For that.
I'm like, yay! Oh, I thought you were talking about the Heroes miniseries that they're...
Bill, that's why I got confused when you were talking about it.
Right.
I told you it's Heroes. I was like, I thought you were talking about the show.
No, Heroes, like in Batman and Superman and Iron Man. Or He-Man.
Ironic Man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So I'm looking for you.
That's
making
trivia for me next time, too.
Heroes?
Yeah, because the summer reading theme is superheroes, so we do this. Well, we do one every summer anyway, but...
Yeah, it's just kind of always worked out that way. There's always been heroes in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You call me Tweaky Pig.
Yes. I thought you'd be the worst one. Last year I did see. I did Marvel and DC separately.
And then there's people that complained about the answers.
They always do. It doesn't matter.
It's the universe.
Yeah. Bill, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Definition. Yeah. You have to worry about the reboot.
This is why doing trivia for geeks is the worst.
You have to worry about the reboot.
Yes, I know.
We need to get Bill a pair of glasses.
Your nerd balls are bigger than
mine.
You want me to just go get my pair of glasses?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Thick.
He and I have the same prescription.
Where's
Jamie?
You
might as well just hand the reward to me because I'm bringing my buddy Jay.
Oh,
clean house.
Nice. For this one or next time? For the Heroes one or for
Heroes
San Diego?
Ooh, I forgot.
One of my coworkers said he was fantastically good at identifying flags. And yeah, you took like a flag test. I don't know if he did so good or not because I don't know flags. But
yeah.
He seemed convincing.
Yeah, it's all about attitude.
Confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got Antarctica right, but to be fair, Antarctica is bigger than Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's how all flags should be.
All right, so Batman Arkham Knight. On Xbox, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation's amazing. You get that Batmobile. You have to learn how to do it. It's very companion-ish. And on PC, it's terrible.
Aww.
So terrible, they pulled it.
Wow.
Yes.
It's really weird. Like, the whole thing is written in Unreal, wasn't it?
They
used the Unreal one, didn't they?
I don't know. Okay, so the PlayStation, the Xbox one was done in-house. The PC one was done out-of-house.
Oh.
By 12 people.
Right.
And so this game has been having problems. That is something they've pushed two things out of house. They should probably not do that again. The Batmobile has now been pulled, and now the PC game has been pulled.
Game is doomed.
No, unless you have a contract.
Yeah.
So Warner Brothers is like, hey, let's get a contract with my brother-in-law.
Oh, man, he did terrible with this Batmobile.
Well, I've got another brother-in-law. Let's try with the,
he might
with the
do
PC
better.
Version of the game. He's terrible too.
Nobody wins with nepotism.
Well, I think this is actually bigger than just for this game because it represents something that I think will be a trend. Since a big reason that this is happening, I think, is because of Steam and their refund policy. Which, before, there is essentially a no refund for your game sort of deal. And now, when people are given a really bad product, they can say, this is a bad product, and they will get a refund now, which affects the companies that publish it. And so it's going to be less and less, I hope, and think, a system of this is a broken game that will eventually patch up.
Well,
deal with
that's
it.
The thing. Is there are a lot of people who are really mad at this because this was the official game. Because a lot of people are mad at what's the Dinosaur Rust like game.
The Dinosaur Rust.
You get to build houses and.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
that sounds fascinating.
Heard of it.
Dan, there's a game out there that you. It's like Minecraft, but better graphics, and there's dinosaurs.
Huh.
Oh.
But it's in beta. It was basically written as one of the worst games because people couldn't play it.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about, but unfortunately, I do not.
Okay. We'll have it in the show notes. I'll get the information. But everyone's hating the game initially because they like, this is your minimum spec. Well, that's about, 3 video cards too low for minimum spec. Okay, like 20 video cards too low or too high. You needed a way better system. They were testing it on other best systems out there. So everyone couldn't play it, but it's a beta game. So everyone's like, we'll forgive you. You fix it. And so everyone's kind of like, okay, well, we're liking you a little bit more.
If you got a promise of something that, like, something really entertaining, I think you can get a little leeway on that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a AAA title, Jordan's right. There's no leeway on that sort of thing.
Well, if it's a full official release.
Because there were lots of games, like, a lot of the Bethesda games had, like, were really, really buggy, like Daggerfall, for instance. That is a 90s game, but it is pretty. You literally could not beat it. It was impossible to beat it when it first came out.
Mm.
And a lot of their games that succeeded that were super buggy and everything like that. But they eventually offered patches. But
I think that, yeah, with the refund policy, it'll affect things. But another interesting thing is, I wonder how frequent, building on that, simultaneous PC releases are, because with consoles you have a predefined setting, like it's really easy to optimize for that. But with PC you have tons of variations. Everyone has their own system configuration, their own video cards and everything like that, and each one has its own set of bugs.
But that's why you have certain specs. You test on that. You're going to put a website out, you test it on Internet Explorer, nobody's going to use it, you've got to make sure to get those people in it. You got to test it on Mozilla, you got to test it on Firefox. Yeah. Test on Google Chrome. It's like Google Firefox, same thing. You got to test on Netscape for those three people out there who use Netscape
yeah.
still.
Yeah, and all those variations and everything, like they each have their glitches and all mm-hmm. that. And so it's a significant challenge to optimize for a PC
file. That's why you also can like the lower one. Like, hey, this is a everything above this point should be good.
Right, but there are glitches even on the minimum settings. Yeah. Like I remember back in my PC games, like Knights of the Old Republic, I more than exceeded the minimum requirements, but because it wasn't configured or optimized for my video card, I had like a bug where it skipped the dialogue. People with a different video card, they didn't encounter that, and you run into these glitches with PC gaming because it requires specific optimization for all these different areas. Yeah, it's not a console problem, usually.
Well, because well,
yeah,
the console...
Yeah, underline that usually. Like, it does happen.
Well, not just that, but also with the console, you're building it for this machine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
The place I've noticed that is the multi-platform games. The one that comes to mind is actually Rage. I played Rage on the PS3. It's a great port of it. The problem is it has to go with that texture pop in. And you like walk into a world, and it looks kind of like a smooth, cardy version of Quake 2. Mm-hmm. When you first walk around, and it takes like there are times it took like up to half a minute for the texture pop in to finish.
Yeah,
because I mean it's trying to read all those textures off of like Blu-ray disc, and it's like a really slow reader, mm-hmm. and it took like forever to do a lot of that stuff.
And it is a trouble with lots of ports and everything, like Dragon Age Inquisition, which was made for this current generation gameplay, is also released on previous generation like PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, and those ports were not done well.
I kind of wonder about some of the ports they do to like really low end consoles. Like I don't know how they do that in good faith. Like the Call of Duty ports for games that were simultaneously like on the Wii, and I didn't really play too many of them. Played like COD 3, but the Call of Duty ports on like the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and then also like on the Wii. Like I understand like Activision wants to hit like and anyone else who ports stuff to multiple systems, they're gonna want to hit all those markets. But like I don't know like who stands there and actually says this is a good idea, people are going to enjoy this, we should put it on this system. I understand it's a cash grab, but there's a certain level of responsibility there. So I feel like Warner Brothers probably did the right thing by pulling the PC version because it was super buggy and cruddy for the version of Arkham
Knight.
Yeah. I was gonna say Asylum.
That was the previous game.
Yeah.
Or
Arkham
previous.
City was previous, yeah.
Like
Asylum was initially
Arkham something. I feel like they're doing the right thing.
Arkham Knight is the new bad guy.
Yeah.
it's
the
not,
real knight?
He's dark and scary.
He's a Arkham?
Probably.
Who's the monarch of Arkham that knights him?
You are the knight.
The jester. The jester knight.
Okay.
Because the Jester is the most powerful of all the Arkham characters.
Until the Arkham King shows up.
No. The Arkham Jester. We're the scariest person of them all. You see the Arkham Jester, right?
Yes. Spoilers. Is it maybe Joker?
Yes.
Actually, Joker's an excellent final boss. This is a tangent, but the old Sunsoft Batman game, there was a property for the movie. If you ever want to like see how hard video game bosses were, like on the NES era, look up Batman Sunsoft NES Joker fight. It is ridiculous. He makes Dracula look from Castlevania look easy.
Does he make Tyson easy and punch out?
Yes. Like you have to. Like he gets the huge gun. He shot down the spoilers. It's made like 1980. What? 87? 88?
Yeah, don't worry, Alex.
Anyway,
it was
like a 30-year game. The huge like stick that Jack Nicholson shot the bats.
Oh, the
Batwing.
Yeah, Batwing.
shut the Batwing down. Mm-hmm. He uses, like, Joker in the Sunsoft game uses that, and you have to fight him with your fists, and it takes, like, 5,000 punches to kill him. It, like, well, maybe not literally 5,000, but you have to be sitting there punching the crap out of the Joker to kill him.
Yeah. All right, so last thing. So there was an astronaut who came back to Earth. He'd been up there for quite some time, and he had set this drink literally right in front of him and let go of it to go back and do something else. Like, he, you know, he had been in space for so long, he literally expected his drink to stay there.
Parents, don't give this man your baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
He will just... So the idea that, you know, how does our... how ingrained are our habits? You know, that we, or our, you know, doing these things without any thought. He's been there for so long. Hey, I need to work on something, set my screwdriver there, let go, come back to it when I need it.
I have that with my keys, because I always, like, usually put my keys in one spot.
Yeah.
And then that one time I don't do it, I freak out because I have no idea where they went.
I was going to always make fun of you when you do that, but I did that the other day, and they're like, in my pants or something.
Oh, right?
Like,
yeah.
In the laundry. And yeah. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. But for, like, a good half hour, and I was late to work, but, yeah. Fascinating story on my part there.
You didn't tell me that. You wait for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Funny. So you can't get that in.
Well, no, see, no, now it's recorded.
Yeah.
The public.
I'm just going to play it back.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm going to make that my ringtone. I'm going to take our podcast and rip it into a ringtone. I'm just going to have that confession playing. It's going to be your ringtone.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's a healthy relationship we've got here.
Yeah. Well, it is awesome, though. That'd be a good way to pick up the ladies and still be clumsy and be like, sorry, I'm just so used to space, you know, it's habit.
I just got back from space.
I just got back from space, you know, work,
so
whatever.
Used to gravity.
I know, I'm not used to gravity again.
And my feet are firmly planted on the ground.
Still, I'm going to use that next time if I go out karaoke, drop a drink or something. Like, sorry, got back from space, you guys.
Drop the mic. No, it was supposed to stay.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, but...
No, that would be an awesome habit that you're trying to break, because getting used to gravity again, that would be really unique. Or it would be really frustrating because no one could relate to you.
Yeah, if you, like, dozen people.
Yeah.
100, the living at tops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Or, you know, like, you've been up there longer than everyone else. Or, like, no, I broke that habit, like, you know, 2 days after I came back.
I know.
Why? You've been back for, like, 2 years. Come on.
I know. Just stop it. Gravity's here. Just deal with it.
I think the closest thing I've got to a bad habit, well, not maybe not bad habit, but force of habit, is I have to edit a lot of text files at work.
Yeah.
Like, that's my primary, that's pretty much what I do all day. And the thing I use to edit text files the most is this program called Vim. It's a text editor that's been around since, like, the 1980s. And back in the day, they didn't have many keys on a keyboard to do stuff on screen, so they used, like, letters for movement and stuff like that. And there's, like, a lot of weird esoteric code characters you put in to make it do different things. And I'll try to go something else. I'll start typing at it. Start typing Vim commands in. It just looks like gobbledygook on the screen. So I go to, like, Internet Explorer or something. And when I try to scroll down, I'm like, how come K isn't working? Why isn't K working? Or J? Why doesn't that work either? And, I'll go to someone else's computer and do that. Then occasionally, well, I guess the opposite is true, too. Someone comes over to my computer. I've got Vim open. And they try to do something, and it just falls apart for them. They're like, the arrow keys will usually work, but they're like, well, how do you type? I'm like, hit I. Okay, now type. You're done? Okay, hit caps lock. But that's why I got escape pad to my computer.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, how do I select this text? Okay, press V. Hit K up a couple of times. Hold hit L a few more times. All right. Now, if you want to yank that, hit Y. What's yanky do? Well, it's like copying. Okay. So I guess I got to get off on the easy side, because I'm like, oh, well, I have to use the mouse now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, occasionally I'll just start typing and crap into someone's computer, and they have no idea why I'm doing it. I look like an idiot. It's like, do you know how to use a computer?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
How do you make it go down?
Yep.
Get it. Go.
I mean, I've gotten had that problem occasionally with the camel hump. Like, you start typing a paper, and you're doing the, you know, you're not putting spaces, you're putting capitals for every word.
You're like, this looks stupid. Why does my paper look so stupid?
Yeah, I don't know what idea if they, like, altered the QWERTY computer or keyboard. Like, if they just adjusted that, then
supposedly you're supposed to be able to type faster, actually. But you have to change Now your habit.
Yeah, the Dvorak layout, allegedly you can get like squeeze like an extra like 20% of speed out of it if you actually train yourself. But here's the thing, if you train yourself to type faster, if you do that on a QWERTY keyboard, won't you type faster anyway?
Yeah,
because you have to like train yourself on a different keyboard to type faster, and if you instead just learn to type faster on a regular keyboard, I would assume you'd type faster.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it is true. They originally did that because of typewriters, that it was too fast, and so people would jam it up, so they used the
QWERTY one. And maybe that's why it was the initial learning curve that started going down. Now that we all know it, if you were still on typewriters, it probably wouldn't be too so.
It's true, it is hard. I don't know if I'd take the pendulum, though. It's just total muscle memory. I like being able to just on Google and just type something, think it in my head, and it just appears on the screen.
You guys, muscle memory, your passwords, where you don't actually know your passwords, your hands know your passwords.
Because people ask me for passwords to things that I can type on the computer, and I can't say it to them. Like, I was trying to get my cousin to get set up with my Netflix, and she's... That's the password. I was just sitting there trying to put it on the Wii. It took me like 12 times, but I get on the computer and just log in.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, why can't you, can I just type in my password? Like, why can't you say it's a dirty word or something? Like, no, just like, I don't know. I can't say what it is. My hands know what it is.
Exactly. It's separate from my brain.
Or you sit there and you like kind of type it out. You're like, this would be the A, the Q. Why do I have an F in there?
I have a typo on my password.
No, it is interesting to unlock the mystery. Like, if you're trying to view your password on your phone, and then you realize your hands are the only part of you that know it. And so you have to slowly, like, observe your hands as they type in the password and go, oh, okay, wait a second, that's a little too fast. Let's do this again. And then they observe, and then you know your password. It's like being from the Adam.
I know, muscle memory is fun. It's like that with music too. I can't do that with the guitar. If I really try and think about playing a song, if I just sit down like casually do it, I can bust it out. But if I really think about every note, then I can't play it anymore. So like, no, it's the hands, they know.
All right, we probably should wrap up the podcast.
Okay.
So do you guys have any special famous sausages?
You have the famous sausage.
I have the famous.
You want to do the way I told you? Just tell the stories, your famous last words.
Yeah.
So we went to Jellystone National Park.
Hey! Yes!
And there's lots and lots of bison there. And they sell these little toys, those little plastic things, bison and all the other animals they have there. This little kid, he's just going like, has this one bison in his hand, and he's like, bison, 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 bison! He's held it up! Hi! He's doing that, and we're like, oh, that's funny. And he comes over to me, he's like, bison! And I'm like, yes, that's a bison. And his parents are like, okay, they know it's a bison. And they're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And we're like, wow, that should be in marketing, because now we have to buy a bison. So we bought a bison. So famous last words are bison, 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 bison!